Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2, plus probably a few minutes of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, but there's a 30-some-odd year anniversary rolling right up, as I was just reminded right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about 65 minutes. We'll call it the midnight 10 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We want to thank, right out of the gate, we want to thank Kirsten for filling in for us last week while as it has been pointed out that I was gallivanting. But I do like to gallivant. Don't judge me. But Kirsten was here. I haven't even been able to make it to her show yet. I just barely wrapped up my episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank in the car on the way over tonight, where I was doing the bee's knees 2 weeks ago. I still got to listen to Kirsten, because no, I did not listen. I was asleep. I was trying to make the most of being on the other side of the Atlantic. So thank you, Kirsten. It looked like it was a fabulous time over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where hopefully it's going to look the same way tonight as we roll into a free association, because some of us are still jet lagged and would like to be napping right now. I want to nap right now. I had enough energy to put together radio obituaries, but not enough to really think about a show. So that means that you, the listener, Got to help out in the Free Association, where you gave us some words over there at previously mentioned Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And I put a show together around them. Hopefully you will enjoy. Good luck with that as we begin tonight's Free Association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And now, Society Slim and his syncopated snobs. If you leave your little word on the page, at the post pinned to the top, leave a clever word or a phrase till Belinda tells you to stop. It's Free Association time on Bubbles in the Think Tank today. I'm telling you, chillin', it's all the rage, 'cause you left your little word on the page. You left your little word in the page. Free Association time coming up right now.
There's a little jive that's spreading around. It's been in Harlem, just reached downtown. You hit that mess.
Ow!
Hit that mess.
Ow!
Hit that mess. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes, yes. If you're feeling sad and blue, you really don't know just what to do. Hit that mess.
Ow!
Hit that mess.
Ow!
You hit that mess. That's what I'm talking about. Beat it on out there, there. Shake hands when you meet your friends, that the Doja's gate is ready to go. Hit that mess.
Ow!
Hit that mess.
Ow!
Hit that mess. That's what I'm talking about. Blow it on out. Just reach downtown. Hit that mess.
Ow!
Hit that mess.
Ow!
You hit that mess. That's what I'm talking about.
From the bottle, you was the Lord. Yes, he wore a gun. He wore a gun, like a gunman should. Like a gunman wears a gun, he wore a gun. And people stepped aside because he was no good. 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 Because of bad luck, he never knew a mother's love. He was like a wolf in sheep's clothing, or an iron hand in a velvet glove. And he wore a gun. Yes, he wore a gun. He wore a gun, like a gunman should. Like a gunman wears a gun, he wore a gun. And people stepped aside because he was no good. 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 His eyes were cruel and his lips were mean. His nose was twisted and he could waggle his ears. And he behaved extremely badly when he had he wore a gun. He wore a gun, like a gunman should. Like a gunman wears a gun, he wore a gun. And people stepped aside because he was no good. He was no good. He was no good. He was no good. He rode his horse across the badlands, and he was no good.
He was no good. He was no good. He was no good. He was no good. He was no good.
You'll see a bunch of people coming in as hungry as can be. They sit and read the menu like it was the morning news. And all the time the waitress knows just what they're gonna choose. Bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs. That's what they'll always say. Oh, give me bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs. Times a day. They get a glass of water and a menu from the rack. They read it on the front and then they'll read it on the back. About the time you think they ought to have it memorized, they lay it down and order and the waitress is surprised. Bacon and egg, bacon and egg. That's what they'll always say. Oh, give me bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs. She hears it 100 times a day. I wonder what they do if all the pigs and chickens died. Breakfast wouldn't be the same no matter what they tried. But pigs will still make little pigs and hens are gonna lay. And waitresses will wait and wait and always hear them say, bacon and eggs, bacon. say, oh, give me bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs. She hears it 100 times a day.
Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh my.
Travel around a whole lot, friends, and I see all manner of different things all the time. And here the other day, I seen one of them ballets, Swan Lake it is called, and it is pretty, just pretty as it could be. And them women sure can broad jump. And the fine part about it is that the steps that they do have got these French names. And every time they take a step on that stage, it means something. Now, this Swan Lake opens up on this young prince that is having his coming-of-age birthday party, and all the guests come up, and they're doing a step called the pas de trois. And that's where you circle your foot three times and kindly kick up high. And that means there's going to be good times had tonight. And we may be up till three. And while they was a party trying, all these swans come up on the stage. And the princes party tried right over to them and was just before a killing them swans. When all of a sudden, as if by magic, there was one of them, you see, that was wearing a great big gold crown. And that swan turned from a swan into a beautiful young girl. And she was doing a step called the Rounds of Jamba. And that means I am a girl. And she was, too. And so right off, the prince knowed he was in love of her. And he done a step called the fouette. And that's where you hold one finger up and one hand down and just kindly turn and look. And that means I think you're the prettiest thing I've ever seen and I want to kiss you. And he started to. And the girl, she done a step called the pas-de-deux. And that means take your cotton-picking hands off of my shoulders. As it turned out, all of them swans was really girls. But they had this curse put on them saying they couldn't never be girls again until some young boy would give his life for them. And so when the prince learnt of it, he done a kind of a manly leap that meant, I'll give my life for them. And so this great rain come, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it wasn't no ordinary rain. It was a frog strangler. The water kept coming up, and a coming up, and a coming up, and it got up about chin high, and then they done a step called the soubersault. And that's where you get up on your toes and wave like that, and that means I am drowning. And they did. They did. They all drowned him. The boys and the swans and everybody. But they all come to life again. And that's what makes it such a pretty story. They all come to life again, and the boys, they were still boys. But the swans, they was all pretty girls. And the prince, he married that and that was wearing the gold crown. And the rest of the boys, they took their pick of what was left. And they wound up the ballet doing a step called the ensemble à la quatrimer à la derrière. And that means, friends, that means save your Confederate money, boys. The South's gonna rise again.
There was a man named Jack who
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WNFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are working through a free association tonight. Many listeners. Hey, you, the listener. You gave me words. I chose songs to go with those words. And that's what we're doing right here. And Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Did you know we're rolling right up on an anniversary for the program? It happens every year in about a month from now. And I don't often think about it until it gets here. Sometimes even when it passes, I should probably think ahead. Probably. Maybe. I'm making no commitments. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer's camera and spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Do you really want anybody watching you dance nakedly to the tunes we play here at Bubbles in the Think Tank? I did not think so. This is a message in the public interest from your good friends here at WMFO in Medford. We're going to jump right back in, come back with radio obituaries at around midnight 10, and we'll probably go a few minutes late. Not too late, just a few minutes late. We'll see how it all rolls right here. Oh, with the Bonzo Dog Band and Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
the whale swallowed Jonah out in the deep blue sea. Sometimes I get that feeling, same old whale has swallowed me. Sunrise in the east goes down in the west. Sometimes I get that feeling every creature needs some rest. Why I have this blues. I do believe one day he will finally turn me loose.
This is the Reverend Hell. I'm eating a sandwich and getting a blowjob. I'm not really getting a blowjob. At least I don't think so. I just don't know anymore. Stop that ridiculous music. You know, friends, preaching is a heavy burden. Sometimes I wonder, should I turn in my collar? I'm confused. God keeps fooling me. Or is it the devil? But I'm so full of love, I know I have a mission tonight. And just because I have these nocturnal missions, it don't mean it's the devil's work. God still works while we sleep. I'm so full of love, it just runs over. You know, I saw the Reverend Al Green last night, and I heard him say, "You didn't need money if you had love." And then he took off his shirt. I believe him. We must be as little children. Short attention spans. Mysterious hard-ons. Tears. Sudden mood shifts. Fuck you. Send money. All is well. God speaks through me. Hello, friends. This is the Reverend Hell, back again, bringing you no hope whatsoever. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, times have been hard in hell. That guy I was talking to, I found out he wasn't God after all. Who's preaching? Get rid of that guy. Cut the fucking organ. But really, everything's all right. Cheer up, friends. Amen. Praise God. I've been praying. Cheer up. Everything's fine. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Have you ever been to a museum on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon? Well, you should check one out. Museums are jammed with chicks standing around looking at art. Girls like art. It appeals to their fantasies. Maybe that's why girls who hang out in museums are such perfect pickup targets. Hank doesn't know much about art, but he knows what he likes. Long-legged, stylish-looking girls. In a Cleveland museum, Hank spotted a girl just like that, standing in front of a passionate Van Gogh painting of the French countryside. She had a notebook with her and made some notes before she fell into kind of a reverie in front of the painting. Remember, Hank doesn't know anything about art, but he wants to know this chick. Listen to how he handles it, turning his own apparent weakness into his strength. Wow. And that's all he says for the first 3 minutes. His next words?
Wow, that's a far-out painting.
Hank still hasn't even spoken to the girl. He just looks at the painting and pretends that's all he's thinking about. He moves around in front of it until he finally bumps into the chick, actually stepping on her foot.
Hey, watch it!
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. I was just trying to get a good look at this painting. I really didn't even see you.
No kidding.
Now the girl is rubbing her foot, and Hank has made the perfect pickup remark. I didn't even see you. So what does she want now? You guessed it. She wants Hank to notice her. She didn't get all dolled up to be ignored. Now she wants to impress him. Meanwhile, Hank is just looking at the painting again and pretending he's forgotten all about stepping on the chick's foot.
Do you like Van Gogh? I said, do you like Van Gogh?
Who's he?
He's the artist who painted this picture.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize that. You see, I don't know much about the Impressionists. I'm into photorealism. But this painting is something else. Look at the power of the storm clouds in that sky. Say, are there any other Van Goghs in this gallery?
Two in the next room. Here, I'll show you. Van Gogh's my favorite painter.
Now, Hank knew this already. He could tell by the way the chick was viewing the painting that if the artist wasn't her favorite, he was close to it. Now Hank plays his ignorance off against the girl's desire to make him take notice of her. Listen.
Hey, these are terrific, too. Do you know anything about this painter Van Gogh?
I'm taking a course on him.
Fantastic. Why don't you tell me something about him? I mean, how does he get that yellow swirling effect?
Well, I'd have to tell you something about the other Impressionists first before you could really understand Van Gogh.
Good. Why don't we go down to the cafeteria and grab a cup of coffee there? I want to hear all about him.
Now, at this point, Hank isn't just putting this chick on. While he was initially attracted to her by her appearance, he's become interested in her personality and what she cares about. He really is curious about Van Gogh now, because she is. He wants to get to know her. He's sincere, and that's why this pickup is working. Let's listen.
And that's why Van Gogh is so important.
That's fascinating. I had no idea the Impressionists were so important in the development of modern art. I mean, I always thought photorealism just was. But the way you explain it, photorealism couldn't have been without the Impressionists first.
Now, Hank is no intellectual. Remember, he didn't know anything about art, but he knows what he likes. But it turns out that what he likes, this chick who was a Van Gogh freak, knows something about art. And so Hank's natural curiosity is aroused. Meanwhile, Hank knows what he's doing. He knows that nothing turns a girl on more than a guy who is genuinely interested in what interests her. He lets his curiosity become aroused because he knows, in turn, the chick will become aroused too. And it won't be just her curiosity.
Well, looks like they're closing up. I hate to have our discussion interrupted now.
Me too.
I tell you what, why don't we have a drink at a place I know nearby?
Okay.
And listen to how the conversation is going an hour later, after a couple of drinks.
I can't really believe that you didn't know anything about Van Gogh before today.
Well, it's the truth. In fact, I should confess that I was more interested in you than I was in this painting when I first walked into that gallery.
You were?
The chick is relaxed enough now, so Hank can tell her the truth, and in so doing, flatter her. She's pleased not only to have been able to tell him something about Van Gogh, but also to have attracted him. He's made her feel desirable. Now he clinches the pickup.
Say, I've got some books on photorealism back at my place that I'd like to show you. Why don't we go back there, have a bite to eat, and take a look at it? I'd like you to see what interests me.
I'd like that. And why don't we pick up a bottle of wine on the way so we can relax a little and enjoy ourselves? I always like to put my feet up after an afternoon at the museum.
Now, can you beat that? The girl is going to bring the wine. Now you have heard how effective it can be to take an interest in a girl. And you've heard how easy it is. And does it pay off? Listen.
Oh, Hank, I had no idea when you stepped on my foot that we'd end up like this.
You don't have to know a thing about art. You just have to know what you like, right?
Come on, hon, I want your love and give me some. I bet it's yummy, yum, yum. Beauty, beauty, you. When I'm with you, I get a feeling I can't describe. When I'm with you, I don't know why I feel so high. Cutie, beauty, you. Oh, baby, I'm in love with you. I don't know what to do. You're a cute little gal, I gotta tell you all. She's a cute one. Cutie.
Yum, yummy, 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 yummy. Ooh. yummy, 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 ooh, 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 yummy, 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 yummy,
Rick Stockwell.
You could hear the hoofbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, cause pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh.
Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. It drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sushi ran between them and tried to keep them apart, and Ernie pushed her aside and a rock cake caught him under his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. And now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and a milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops a-rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West!
One, two, three, four.
What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame, Mary Jane, what a shame, Mary Jane had a pain at the party. She looks as an African queen. She eating 12 chapatis and cream. She tastes as Mongolian lamb. She coming from Aldebaran. What a shame, Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame, Mary Jane, what a shame, Mary Jane had a pain at the party. She liked to be married with Yeti.
such groovy spaghetti. She jumping as Mexican bean to make that her body more thin. What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame Mary Jane, what a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. She cats Patagonian pancakes with that one engine party makes. She having all the ways good contacts. She making with apple and contract. What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame Mary Jane, what a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame Mary Jane, what a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party.
What's the news? But I can't speak no louder.
What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party.
How do you say?
What a shame Mary Jane.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.